this ride has been to be pushed as kind of Beauty and the Beast. And I just wanted your comment on what you think your two dueling images have to do with this fight.
I don't know if I understand the question.
I just, it's kind of been pushed as Gina, you know, you're in Maxim, you've been in commercials, that sort of thing, as this beautiful fighter, and then Cyborg as this kind of tougher-looking fighter, and that has been already kind of taken on in the blogosphere, and I just wanted to know what you think of that title of the fight, Beauty vs. the Beast.
Before you comment, this is Chris from Showtime, and on behalf of the promotion, I'd just like to make it clear to everybody on the call that that's not something that's being pushed by this outfit or this network or anybody. This is something I believe the reporter is referencing has generated in the blogosphere, if we can just clarify that.
Absolutely. No, I've not heard one word from Showtime or Strikeforce calling it.
I don't give any thought to that, actually. I don't even think about that. I haven't even heard anything about that. And I would actually like to be considered the beast here. because it has nothing to do with looks, and I believe Cyborg said that earlier in an interview. This fight has nothing. Fighting has nothing to do with looks, and I have taken opportunities that you know, such as Maxim or other opportunities, but when it comes to fighting, there's nothing to do with looks. And I think that as Americans and as people, we should respect that and this fight a little bit more than saying anything like Beauty and the Beast, because I think that's just ridiculous and disrespectful.
Okay, and here's Chris.
I'm a professional. I'm a atleta. I don't like idea. Because I love fight. I love training. I think we fight. No beautiful woman, ugly woman. I believe the fighters need hurt. No face beautiful. No problem. It's beautiful, heavy heart, good fight.
I'd also like to add, if anybody in the blogosphere would like to talk to Chris about the comment that's being made of a beast, they can talk to Evangelista, Chris's husband, or Chris anytime in person. I'm sure they'd be happy to address that.